You know, Jerry, what were you saying last hour? It's been a long time in recent memory, anyway, since it hasn't rained on the Volks Parade, it seems like, at Tulip Time.
I know.
You know? So, anyway, it doesn't matter. Governor Granholm is going to be here anyway, and this is some of the music she'll be dancing to, practicing this morning. Yeah.
No,
bring it on home.
She boogies. I've seen her.
She's a Compton dancer, actually.
Hi.
Nice job. Good morning, Governor Jennifer Granholm. How are you?
Oh, we'll be clomping and splashing today.
You got the Dutch boy cleanser out and everything, right?
That's right, but it's great. Yeah. You know, we are a hearty people. We are going to go on.
Now, Jerry wants to warn you about one thing, and she probably forgot about this. He was talking to somebody the other day, and the last time we went to one of the governor's luncheons, we were there years ago. It was the last year, one of the years in Jim Blanchard was still in office.
Wow.
It's been a while.
He ate with his mouth open, so, you know, please don't do that.
Yeah, look.
He was chewing, you know, it wasn't pleasant.
Every time I see him, that's all I think about.
Oh, that is so terrible. You know, I can just tell you, as somebody who goes to a zillion chicken dinners and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst possible, nightmare you have is that somebody's taking a picture of you just as you're putting it in, your mouth is open, and that lingers in somebody's, scrapbook, in somebody's memory forever.
I don't even eat when we go out to events like that, and then we'll go home and I'll search through the house for some bologna
have a bowl of
or
cereal.
Something.
Yes.
Yeah, a bowl of cereal,
absolutely.
A sandwich.
And it's Jim Blanchard's fault.
Poor guy. Don't let that memory linger like that.
Well, you know, I said actually there were two things that I remembered about that, and the other one had to do with you. And actually, it taught me a great deal because it was the first year you were elected, and you got down to the stands, you know, where the pay seats are, and of course, that was Holland, and, you know, rarely does Holland carry a Republican, and so...
I was getting heckled,
you remember that.
You were being heckled, and you acted like you just couldn't hear, and you just smiled and waved, and I thought, that's what I'm going to remember the next time somebody says, hey, I hate your station.
Thank you.
Well, that's better than having my mouth full. I thought you were going to tell
No,
at all. But this is always a big day. The governor's luncheon is a big event. It's more of a distinguished event, if you will, unless Blanchard is attending.
And I do believe you've won them over.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. But, you know, it's a great tradition for Michigan. You know, I know that there was a lot, I don't think a governor has ever missed the parade.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
Yes, you did.
Huh?
You did.
Well, actually, but I came back.
I know.
We ended up doing it. I didn't realize that it was that was part of my learning curve as a baby governor.
I remember you were in Washington and you thought that, you know, people could understand that you were trying to get some more jobs or something. If I remember right, you were talking about the big three, and there was such a fallout. You were back on Friday.
I said, oh, my goodness. Yes. And that's why I was getting heckled.
Well, the Volks Parade is always huge. It's a terrific event. And the nice thing about it is all the little kids are there with their wagons, and they're dressed up in their little Dutch outfits, and they're scrubbing the streets right along with mom and dad and brother and sister. It's really a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And it's a beautiful, I mean, even though it has been rainy for a couple of years.
But that's
all right. It's too bad it wasn't like the weather yesterday. But there have been a couple of years, I know, that I've been there that it's been beautiful. It's just part of the deal. And as I was saying coming on, that when God washes the street for you, then you don't have to worry about those guys throwing the buckets.
You don't have to worry about throwing the buckets of water out there. Absolutely right.
So it'll be fun. I hope people come out despite the weather.
Oh, they will.
They always do, sure.
Now, don't you have a senior this year?
Do I have a what?
A senior. In high school?
Yes.
Okay, so are you busy planning the parties and everything?
Oh, my goodness. Don't. It stresses me out.
You're not stressed about the budget, but the senior party
it's the mixture of the things. The little things at home and then the big things for the rest of the state. She's planning an open house and she's
You know, it's so exciting, and then you realize, is this your first one to graduate?
Yes.
And then you realize, where did the time go?
I already feel that way. I feel so, as a parent, so wistful. I look back at those baby pictures.
Isn't that amazing?
Like, my gosh, it's just
I was only the lieutenant governor then. Attorney general.
I was only attorney general at the time. That's right.
I know.
But it's always great to have you come to this side of the state. And I know a lot of folks will be showing up for the Volks Parade. It's at 2 o'clock this afternoon in Holland, and you'll be scrubbing the streets with the best of them.
I'll be the one in the Dutch boy costume. Oh, I guess that'll be everyone.
That'll be everybody. That's right.
All right, thanks, you guys.
I would just say it would be so funny if they would put you in Engler's costume.
Don't even go there. I think they had to see how big it would be. No, I think they had to double the budget for his costume that year.
Before we let you go, can I just ask you one thing? We had the regional president of Fifth Third on the other day, and I said, why don't a couple of you go to Lansing and help them with the budget? That way they can blame the budget on you guys, and the Republicans or Democrats don't have to take blame for the cuts.
Yeah, just get some nonpartisan folks in there.
I thought you meant get the bankers in there to loan us.
Yeah, get the bankers.
No. We don't need any more loans, do we?
I don't know.
Hey, we'll take the help of anybody who can break an impasse. But I must say that the reason why I'm able to come to the parade today, I actually talked to Mayor McGee late yesterday and said, you know, boy, if we don't show progress here, it's going to be dicey for me. But as it turns out, we showed some progress yesterday, and so I'm able to come today, and hopefully we will see a breakthrough on these budget negotiations and get this resolution in the state on solid financial footing once and for all.
Good. We got to keep it on track here, don't we?
We sure do. Yeah. We sure do. Absolutely. Thanks, you guys, so much for having me on. Are you going to be there?
We're going to try to make it. We'll wait
at you.
Thanks again.
Very good. Yep. Bye-bye.
Governor Jennifer Granholm, it's always great to talk to her, isn't it? She's just been a member and a friend of this morning show for a long, long time.
Yep.
Always nice to hear from her.
I had more power than I did to get her alone for the state. I have no power there.
Maybe. Jerry, if you've got it in with Fifth Third, let me know. Right?
Oh, man.
Give her my phone number.